bold, showing an ability to take risks, confident, and courageous. Boldness is not often thought of with respect to Christians. However, it is necessary for the furtherance of the gospel. Jesus spoke boldly. The apostles spoke boldly. Christians have been deceived in thinking that they are to be meek and mild and tolerant. Like so many other lies, it has half-truth in it. Yes, we are to be meek in self-respect, but in the service of our Lord, there is no other way to be effective than through boldness. Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Ecclesiastes 8:1. Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. John 7:26. But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Acts 4:13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Acts 4:29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Acts 4:31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Acts 9:27. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Acts 9:29. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Acts 13:46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, and said, It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Acts 14:3. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Acts 18:26. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Acts 19:8. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. Romans 15:15. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God. 2 Corinthians 7:4. Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. Ephesians 3:12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Ephesians 6:19. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Ephesians 6:20. For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Philippians 1:14. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Philippians 1:20, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. The word challenges us to step up to the plate and go for the fences. It is not about our strength, our opinion, our goals, it is about the truth of the gospel of Christ Jesus being presented with power and authority by the witness of the Holy Spirit through us. Dig in. Stand fast. Don't apologize. Don't back down. Watch the Holy Spirit take the sword, the Word of God, that you wield and change lives.